A video version of this podcast is available at aboundingjoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
I want us to look just for a few minutes at the fascinating way God's chosen to weave the picture of the resurrection into his creation. I'm not sure you'd call this evidence. It's just interesting. It's fascinating because he's done a lot of things in his creation that kind of point us to the resurrection. Sometimes we don't think about this, but it's important to God that we realize how important the resurrection is to him. For example, he created us to need sleep. And for most normal folks, and some of you teenagers right now may be thinking, well, I guess that lets me out. I guess it lets me out too, actually. But for most normal folks, every night we lie down on our beds and we go to sleep. Picture's death. And in the morning, we wake up and get up. Picture of resurrection. So God's created our bodies to give us this daily picture of death and resurrection every day. And when you get older, like me, and maybe need some naps during the daytime, sometimes several times a day, we get a little picture of death and resurrection. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool the way God's wired our bodies that way. He also created the earth we live on to spin on its axis once every 24 hours. So that every evening we see the sun go down and everything gets dark. Picture of death. And then in the morning, sun comes up. Picture of resurrection. Happens every day. Beautiful picture of his creation of death and resurrection every single day. He also tilted the earth on its axis so that every year winter comes. Winter pictures death. And then what? Spring. Everybody looks forward to spring, don't they? Spring, a wonderful time of the year. Pictures resurrection. Beautiful. God created plants so that we could take a little ugly, dead-looking seed, poke it down in the ground, picture of death and burial, and later up comes a beautiful flower. It's a picture of resurrection. It's amazing. God also created an amazing little creature that all of you have seen, all of you are familiar with this. He made sure it could be found just about everywhere in the world where there are people. You find these little things. We call them caterpillars. Starts out as a lowly caterpillar, looks like a little worm crawling around. And then it reaches a point in its life where it dies. It weaves its own little casket around itself, a cocoon. Pictures death and burial. But you know what's going to happen next, don't you? Yeah. Beautiful butterfly emerges, comes back to life. Beautiful, gorgeous butterfly that can fly. It's an amazing picture of death and burial and resurrection. God's woven that into his creation. He built it into our solar system even. He put a couple of planets closer to the sun than we are, Venus and Mercury. And he put our moon in orbit around the earth so that the moon, as well as Venus and Mercury, go through what we call phases from our place here on the earth. So when you think about the moon, for example, there's a point at which our moon is what we call full moon. It's big and bright and round. And then over a period of the next couple of weeks, it wanes. It gets thinner and thinner and thinner on what appears to be one side of the sun. And then it finally just disappears entirely. That could be a picture of aging and death. But soon, what do we see? Well, on the other side of the sun, a little crescent of the new moon coming back to life, seems to us, and gradually gets stronger and stronger in its new life until it's full again. So it's a monthly picture of death and resurrection that God's woven into his creation. In addition to all these pictures he's woven into his creation, he gave Christians a command to practice baptism, the picture of death and resurrection. So when we baptize people, we place people under the water, pictures death and burial, and we lift them back up out of the water again, pictures resurrection.